Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be sharing with you today. You know, I love it when salespeople come knock on my front door, or they call. You know, I'm that weird guy that answers telemarketer calls sometimes, even though I know my wife and my kids don't enjoy it. They usually have a pitch that goes something like this: I'm so-and-so, and I think we have an opportunity to mutually benefit each other by yada, yada, yada. I always want to hear what they have to offer because maybe I can get something for free. And also because they love talking to me because so many people shut the door or hang up on them. Realistically, though, neither them nor me are acting out of a mutual best interest. I'm not serving them, and they're really not serving me. So the conversation typically ends with me in trouble with my wife and the salesperson walking away empty-handed. Now, that doesn't really fit the idea of reciprocity. Reciprocity is creating a win-win or both gaining from exchanging help. Of course, to make that work, it has to go both ways. Both parties need to give to get. Now, our Savior, Jesus, he did things a little different. He didn't look to get something back. He didn't look for his own gain. He just looked to benefit others by serving others. His leadership style started a trend that we still follow today. You might have heard of it, servant leadership. So I guess it's pretty effective. Jesus shows us by washing his friend's feet without looking for someone to wash his own, that reciprocity does not always require reciprocation. On a practical level, Jesus took care of a lowly job that he was overqualified to do. It benefited his friends. It benefited the host. But it was not something someone like him normally did. And of course, no one offered to clean his feet. But Jesus was modeling a way to live and a way to lead that started with humility, which would cause a change in the way everyone else was going to act. See, Jesus shows us that we don't have to do things just to get something in return. We can actually be okay just by serving others. And we can know that God's going to take care of us. And so here's my challenge for you. Where you can serve someone else just for the sake of the kingdom, do it. Where you can help someone in need, it might even go unnoticed, do it. So can you take a chance today or this week and follow Jesus' model? If you need some help with ideas or what to do, we can help you with that. We'd love to talk to you. I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you have fun serving someone for the sake of the kingdom.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.